Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What was he not doing that was asked of him? What metrics that he wasn't meeting? For a person to get forced out of their position doing their job, that should be a problem for everyone on council. And you all are elected officials. And if you see an injustice, you should say something.
This was at the city council meeting on Thursday. This was Tommy White, who was one of a couple of people that got up and spoke about Eric Randall, the former chief of Pensacola Police, and really, you know, kind of criticized the mayor, not probably as sternly as is possible, but not a little bit either, and basically alleged that there's a pattern of racist dismissals of people of color in the administration.
From Lawrence to Adrian to Carrot to now Chief Randall. Every person of color that has served in this current administration is no longer in existence. And to somehow, I don't, for whatever reason, that should, in your gut, there should be something questioning that. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
And I will say this, it would if you had a reason to believe that D.C. had even the littlest bit of racism in him, but I don't, so it doesn't really worry me, also because I know other things going on in the administration. But, you know, if you want to draw particular facts to form a pattern and then you want to be worried about that pattern, you're going to see it that way. In the press conference yesterday, Laura Hussey from Channel 3, who's such a sweetheart, and she's great. She's one of my favorites. Anyway, she, you know, asks, basically quotes him asking the question.
What would you say to people in the black community who are saying, I'm just not seeing the diversity in the administration that was there, and it feels, just doesn't feel good? Mm-hmm. How would you answer those concerns? Because I think they are seeping up. You're feeling it, right?
Listen, it depends on how you define feeling. I'm not going to talk just specifically about that issue, but as many issues is. Speculation and feeling is anecdotal off of Facebook comments.
And, you know, I think his answer here, and I'm going to play more of it, he's irritated at the question. And I actually understand that irritation, because when somebody accuses you of racism, it's a really hard thing to shake. It's, you know, you kind of want to laugh you at them like, that's so stupid. You know, but when it comes up repeatedly or people say it, you know, more than once, it's like, I can't believe I have to answer this. Stupidity. You know, it's like when you are a racist, you answer it differently. When you're not a racist, you're like, what are you doing? You know, like, it's so out of left field. But, you know, it was the allegation that was made. And then, you know, Channel 3 followed up on that with their question. And, you know, he's basically like, what are you doing?
Here's the reality inside this building. Inside this building, we've been crystal clear with no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your race, that we have clear expectations, and we are fully, fully secure in the idea of across 18 city departments, that we are crystal clear in what we expect, that we meet regularly to measure that. We roll back results of employee engagement surveys to every single employee that works here. And so none of that has changed since the first hour that I took my hand off the Bible and took this job. So I want to make that perfectly clear.
Yeah, I mean, DC is at heart, he's a business guy, right? He's a journalist and a business guy. Results. He wants the results. And if the results are there, I don't care what you look like. I want the results. And if the results aren't there, I don't care what you look like. That's the point. And, you know, I also think about things like, you know, you really believe Tim Kinsel would be part of something that had a racist pattern, or Amy Miller be a part of something that would have a racist pattern? Like, it just, for none of them, it doesn't fit for any. I know all these people really, really well. Like, it's silly.
So that's how we make decisions, is based on setting clear expectations. And if those expectations are met, there have been people of color that have been let go. There are white directors that have been let go. I have never, nor would I ever, and really the even the insinuation is certainly offensive that I would ever make a decision based on something like that. You know, I think my track record in this community, period, both in and well before this, would speak otherwise.
Yeah, and like I said, it's one of those things that once somebody says it, it's almost impossible to answer. You know, because, you know, well, we fire black people and we fire white people. Oh, you do you? You know, like, well, I've got black friends. And, like, there's no answer to this thing. That's why it is such an obnoxious question, because it's virtually impossible to reply. I mean, remember when it was alleged against DeSantis, and how does he answer this question? You know, well, for his inauguration, he has a whole bunch of black people get up and talk. I mean, like, but then, well, you're just using them as a showpiece. Good Lord. It's just not possible to win this conversation, and that's why the question itself is so problematic, so offensive, frankly. We'll get back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Candy?
You're right. Racism's all gone. You never see it.
Well, that's not true either.
Thank you. Pine Blossom Road and Oriole Street are clear. Schmuckla Highway and Woodbine not showing any issues. And 98, I-10, I-110 all clear as well. If you see a slowdown or an accident, you can text 437-1620. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back
You're welcome.
The mayor's comments yesterday in response to the allegation that there's some pattern of systemic disfavor towards people of color, especially in leadership positions in the administration.
The reason I'm not getting into this issue is...
And what he means there is I'm not getting into the specifics around Chief Randall, which he's meant, you know, several times not done for, I think, all the right reasons, quite frankly.
You know, the insinuation that should I be coming up, if let's say I have an internal issue in any department, I'm not going to speak specifically about the police department. Would it be prudent for me to come up to a press conference and say, here are the results, everybody, and let me show you the comments, or let me show you how poor these particular departments are doing? I mean, imagine that from a leadership standpoint. Is that what, because that seems to be what the expectation is that I owed the media or the public a blow-by-blow on every single issue that happens internally.
Yeah, again, agreed. That's not how you would run any successful organization. And if you did run an organization like that, it wouldn't be successful for very long.
I give you the reasoning of why we did what we did. And I have too much respect for anybody that works here to feed the beast of speculation by the media or by social media comments that somehow would now try to embroil me with that I've got to stand up here with a piece of paper and say, let me tell you the sour points on any director. And I have too much respect for anybody that works here to do that to them. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I, again, agree with that. And I love that idea of don't, it's not his obligation to feed the beast of media and social media speculation. That's right. I mean, that's right. 618 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are a company and you have employees, you got to deal with the benefits, you got to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll, you know, all the stuff that you really, if you had your way, you wouldn't have to deal with any of that. But if you have employees because you have a successful business, you're going to have to deal with this stuff. Well, you don't have to deal with it. You can have Torgerson Consulting handle it. They are, you know, for more than two decades, they've been helping local businesses handle all of this stuff, do it well. I know personally because we use them here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola on the playlist and for about 4 years, and they have been great. They have been great. They give us good health plans. I mean, they're not miracle workers. The market is what it is, but they find the best plans that are available, and that's always nice. And then they give us choices, which is extra nice because we didn't have that before, and the customer service is fantastic. So, you know, we're big fans. I don't, you know, I literally love talking about them because we have had such a good experience with them. So if you've got a business and you want to find out if there's a way to do it maybe better, maybe cheaper, maybe both, or you just need somebody to help you with it, or just to find out, you know, you think it's okay, but maybe it's not. Could it be done better? Give them a call, 433-9996 at Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
This is fantastic. You guys got to try this.
Just don't ask where the meat comes from.
Huffley, what's that supposed to mean?
Do you see any cows around here, Detective?
So one thing I learned yesterday doing my research around Ozzy, because Ozzy was never like my music exactly, is he was the harmonica player apparently.
Wow.
So on like The Wizard, you know,
that's him. I don't think I knew that.
Because you probably don't hear him singing, and also there's no harmonica when he's singing.
Some people say he wasn't singing like the last, not just the final tour, but like even in the 90s and the 2000s.
I think that whole story about how he finally got back together with all the original members of Black Sabbath for that one final performance a month?
Just recently, a couple months ago he did it again.
Good for them, you know?
Absolutely.
That's great. Oh, you didn't recognize... Okay, what? So the reason I play this from Demolition Man...
Demolition Man!
And what were they eating?
That's what it was. I forget what it was.
It was rat.
It was rat.
Which is not bat, but it's close. Anyway, David Wayne is...
I'm surprised you know that.
David Wayne is in the newsroom.
Eat rat?
Our headlines, David.
Good morning.
Sure.
Let's move on. Go on.
Well, we do work in radio.
It's true.
Top official with the Department of Justice is pushing for a meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell and
about that dead pedophile.
About the dead pedophile. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says his office has communicated with Maxwell's counsel to determine whether she would be willing to speak with prosecutors from the department. Maxwell, of course, currently serving a 20-year prison sentence.
I think the issue isn't so much, you know, the dead pedophile. The issue is who was on his sprint plan. Right. Who are the friends and family, right? Isn't that that's the real thing everybody wants to know. Go ahead, David.
Okay then. Tesla and their Google parent company Alphabet will both report second quarter earnings after the markets close today. The electric automaker may be in for one of its worst quarters in years, thanks to falling sales, uncertainty over tariffs, and controversy about Elon Musk. And the results are in for the fittest city in America. Who do you think it is?
The fittest city in America?
The fittest city in America.
What is?
San Antonio. I don't know. Boulder. I don't really.
Pensacola, Florida?
It's probably not us.
It's definitely not us. No. Arlington, Virginia is fittest city, and it's their eighth year in a row winning.
Oh, well, it's right outside of D.C. You got to walk to the metro. Okay. I was so much fitter when I lived there.
When you had to walk back and forth when you lived in D.C.?
Yeah, and here it's like you need a car, and there's all these eateries that are open all the time.
By the way, that last comment by me is the reason you and I should really not work together.
Dude, I know, man. I got to wear poise pads and wipe my nose on my shirt. I'm laughing constantly. I just painted a picture.
But it's listen, you sure did. Words paint images. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Do I? This is brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup, and it's the best thing in the world. Like today, if today is your garbage day, you should have called yesterday. But 2 o'clock, the day before your service day, don't just put the couch out there. Let them know that you're going to do it, and they'll pick it up, and it's free. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov.
Well, unless you're trying to bring back the Shmuckla Christmas Parade.
Dude, then, you don't know what you missed, man. That was awesome.
It makes me so sad that I never got to experience that. It was the last year it happened was the first year I was here.
Yeah.
The next year is, you know, Nate's trying to tell me what I missed. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they trust Slim Jims. It's really funny. Or they did.
Oh, somebody texted in, I've never heard Candy laugh that hard at one of your jokes.
Oh, my
that made
gosh.
Me laugh.
Yeah, it's, oh, it, great. Andrew is the funniest person I know. Caroline is clear in Milton. Stewart Street checking in without delays. In fact, all in 90 is fine. 10, 110, and 98 not showing any issues. And thank you. 437, 1620. Or do they say it was super annoying?
No, that was like a somebody double smiley
said it,
emoji.
It sounds like, oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'm assaulting a goose.
Well, we still like the long time running joke is that when you laugh, they can hear it on Davis Highway through the double pane windows and everything.
Oh, I bet they can. I don't do it on purpose, though, man. Yeah, I don't know. I should have gone to finishing school as an adult.
No, they would have ruined all the good stuff. See?
I know. Look hey, at if me, you're, three marriages in. Oh, good.
If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide which one makes you laugh the most, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used vehicles. You know, cars that are a year, two, three, maybe young, low miles, 10 to 40, maybe 1,000 miles, and you're going to be the second owner, maybe the third, okay? But it's going to be a car that's in good shape. You know, sometimes people drive cars hard and then they're not in good shape, or cars don't hold up well and they're not in good shape. These are cars that have been driven well, they're in good shape, and they're A-rated. That's all they look for is good quality cars so you can count on them. They're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years, and that's why Dave Ramsey recommends them, and I recommend them. And
is Monroe still there?
Is what now?
Monroe still there?
I
think so. I'll have to check.
Yes,
all use Frontier Motors.
I had to think for a second.
Yeah,
Monroe's
there.
Yeah,
so
War Eagle, brother. I had a brain fart for a second because I was seeing online, one of the other people there yesterday. Anyway,
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yeah, we all love Frontier. We all love them. Yeah,
no, it's seriously. Sorry. They're a great place to go looking for used cars. More than 25 years, they've been serving the Pensacola community right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
And Candy.
Oh, somebody says I love the Shmuckla Christmas Parade and the Redneck Fest.
Oh my gosh!
Both things I never experienced.
Yeah, it's, man. Leave rice to me later. Oh, fair.
I moved here too late.
Are you
a Target shopper?
Oh,
Candy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not.
You have a question about Target, I can answer it. Target, the fine French clothier.
Target is scrapping a perk that customers are accustomed to. And I told my wife about this, and she's a medium-level Target person, and she said she didn't even know this was a thing. If you go to Target and you buy a thing, and then you find it cheaper at Amazon or Walmart later, they will price match after the fact.
Oh, probably.
And they will also price match their own stuff. Like if you find the thing at Target or Target Online, they will price match the same thing. Well, they're ending that. See, that's funny because you didn't know it either.
I'm not a return person either, though. Like I won't go in and make a deal like you guys or Brent Lane.
Well, this is like, you know, you paid 30, you found it online for 28, and they'll give you $2 back when you go with the receipt.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, like my mother-in-law, like we go shopping, she has no problem returning things. She won't try anything on. I'm the opposite. I'll keep it until it's dead. And
well, this would actually be you keep it, but you get
I understand, but I've never done that either. I don't even use coupons. I feel like it makes people mad.
They're getting rid of it. They're getting rid of this perk that nobody apparently knows exists. Because, which I get that too. You know, we're in a competitive marketplace. But here was my thought, and this is why I wanted to ask you, because I asked Danny, and she said what I think you'll probably say as well, which is Target's not that place. Like, people don't go to Target for the deal.
For the deal. No, you go there. It's a little bit more than, say, Dollar General or Dollar Tree.
You know it's more. It's more than Walmart. You know it's more. And you're going there because you like the place. Right.
But yeah,
I mean, it's not ridiculous.
I go there because that's where the pharmacy is on Blue Angel. I go to that one because it has my pharmacy.
It seems to me that Target is like, you know, is a little bit like Publix. Okay.
Yeah,
nobody's going to Publix to save money. They're going to Publix because they like Publix. They like the ambiance, the atmosphere, the service, the clientele. You go to Target because you like the place. You don't want to be in a warehouse. Like, so
Darren's boss told him, never marry a girl that likes Target because you'll never have any money. No, I mean, it is. You go in there and it's like, ooh, the rose gold pen holder.
All the
that
stuff.
That you do not need. Yeah.
So I thought, Target getting rid of it, some people, oh, this is going to hurt their business. I'm like, I don't think that's why people go there anyway.
Yeah,
that's,
we need
that's
the
actually
Mondalama
amplifying their brand,
sets,
if anything. So six, seven, whatever time it is.
6:30.
Thank you. News Radio 92.3. The beach where Malcolm Jamal Warner died had no lifeguards.
I saw that.
And it had posted that there are no lifeguards. It's very dangerous. Apparently, it's volunteer lifeguards that work in the area. And that day, they had decided there were other beaches that needed it better and more.
Sure.
And it's literally what we are always saying. Swim where there's guards. Mm-hmm. The Gulf is dangerous. Riptides are a serious thing. Even fairly healthy, fit people
Absolutely.
Can be in danger. And it's literally exactly what we're always warning you about.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Brian Koberger is sentenced today for the murder of four University of Idaho students stabbed in their off-campus home in 2022.
Hopefully he'll man up and he'll give some explanations and doesn't just give one-word answers.
Kaylee Gonsalves's father, Steve, there on Fox's Will Cain show, expects to be among the victim's family members who'll speak before Koberger is sentenced to life in prison as part of a plea deal that avoids the death penalty. More than 100 aid agencies say mass starvation is spreading across Gaza.
Save the Children and Médecins Sans Frontières are among the organizations who say they are sounding the alarm and say working with Israel to distribute aid faces too many obstacles. Israel admits far fewer supplies are reaching Gazans than before, but it points to the aid agencies themselves for not getting it to the people.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 82 degrees, the heat index at about 95. We'll get more with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Pensacola's mayor says communication regarding the new garbage and recycling policies in the city wasn't up to his standards. They are looking at some potential bill credit options for customers.
What I've also learned is when you're trying to either communicate or execute with 21,000 houses that I have not experienced yet where everything goes perfectly or swimmingly.
Mayor Reeves did say communication did happen between mail going out to residents and messages at his weekly press conferences and in the local media, but said the buck stops with him. Reeves and the city are looking into bill credit options for residents, and he does expect more information on that in coming weeks. Well, learning a bit more about the federal raid at a local landscaping business in Navarre, local law enforcement, including FHP and local sheriff's officials, were on hand supporting ICE during that raid at Emerald Coast Lawns yesterday, which was reportedly related to
illegal aliens, people that entered the country illegally, and apparently they grounded up a few of them.
Sheriff Bob Johnson talked to Channel 3. His office, he said, supports President Trump and his policies and agenda. They were on site to provide whatever assistance federal agents needed. Once news of that raid spread, some protesters did end up on the scene shouting at federal agents with bullhorns. Santa Rosa County is moving forward with plans for a wastewater treatment plant at the I-10 Interchange Industrial Park.
We're still waiting on a guaranteed maximum price because they have a couple bids. They're waiting on a couple more electrician bid so they can give us that firm price, but they're confident that we should be in that range, and we need to move forward and give them direction to move forward because of the time constraints. When that development's going to be ready to flush their toilets, we need to be able to provide the ability to do that.
County Administrator Brad Baker, commissioners did approve a preliminary cost estimate of around $31 million for the facility, which will be designed to process 500,000 gallons of wastewater per day. Baker said he's hoping it'll be online by early 2027. The first occupants of the industrial park could end up operational by the end of this year. Baker says the county has worked out a deal for the wastewater to be processed by Milton's wastewater plant until the county's wastewater plant is completed. A Marion County teenager will be spending decades behind bars for murder. 15-year-old Christopher Atkins was sentenced to 40 years in prison yesterday for killing a 17-year-old girl. That happened 2 years ago. She was one of three teenagers Atkins and two others allegedly killed. Atkins was only 12 at the time of the murder. He pled guilty 3 months ago. Two other teens pleaded no contest and are currently awaiting sentencing. Governor DeSantis says he wants to investigate a staggering increase in government spending in Alachua County. The governor announced yesterday that Florida's DOGE team is investigating the city of Gainesville. He said they've hiked taxes on property owners by over 85% in the last 4 years. 635 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy has our traffic on the fives.
This is now brought to you by Barberry. When it's time to call a plumber, call a Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry. Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like it's backed up halfway across the bridge, Pensacola NAS. Looking good from 12th Avenue to Palafox and W Street. And Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino. Through Cantoma, not showing any issues at the split at Pace Palafox either. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text 437-1620. I'm Candy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a rain chance increase today. 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Thursday, 80% chance of rain, high near 90. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping rain chances high on Friday with an 80% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it's a warm one right now. We've got 82 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton. The heat index right now at about 95 degrees. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The European Commission proposed increasing entrance fees for visa-exempt travelers from $8 to $23. The ETIAS authorizations are set to start in late 2026. The commission cited inflation, operational costs, and other countries' entrance fees as rationale for the hike. Britain's competition regulators have taken aim at the mobile ecosystems of Apple and Google, pushing the two companies to make changes to areas like their app stores. The Competition and Markets Authority proposed designating the U.S. tech giants as having a strategic market status after opening an investigation into the matter in January. Officials at New Orleans' Louis Armstrong International Airport say if passenger growth continues trending upward at the rate it has been until recently, the airport will need 15 more gates, another parking garage, and new ticket counters, security checkpoints, and baggage claim areas by 2031. Futures are moderately higher after President Trump announced a new trade deal with Japan. That's Your Money Now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Also learned is when you're trying to either communicate or execute with 21,000 houses that I have not experienced yet where everything goes perfectly or swimmingly. But that, again, no excuse from us. The communication wasn't up to our standard. And certainly we're going to be learning from that.
Yeah, the mayor yesterday in his press conference talking about the recycling rollout, which has not gone great in the city for a variety of reasons, some of which is the city's fault, some of which is people's fault, some of which is just anytime you do a big thing, things are going to go wrong. They're working on it, and they're trying to make it better. Bruce Woody is the executive director of ECUA. He joins us now. Bruce, you guys had a meeting yesterday. Welcome back to the show, by the way.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning. So the city's rolled out recycling, and I think one of the big things that came as news-ish, and it's confusing to people, is that if you live in the county, like I do, we can recycle glass. Now, I don't, because I think that the glass gets dropped on the pavement, and then it breaks, and that's not good. So we don't do glass personally. But you can do glass. ECUA takes glass. You take glass. In the city, they are not including glass. And a lot of people kind of wonder, well, why is that? Isn't ECUA the collector ultimately? Why is there a difference here?
ECUA always has collected glass, despite the fact that the market for glass is poor at best. The market across the United States for glass really varies a lot by region, depending on how close you might be to a particular recycler. If you have a fiberglass manufacturing place within 2 or 3 hours drive of you, then you probably have a good market for it. Other locations, somewhat less so. Right now, we pay $550 a truckload to get rid of glass. So we lose money when we, but we still accept it. We still process it. Regardless, it always comes in our flow. We have had requests recently from the Scambia County Landfill Division to consider using glass as part of their alternative daily cover in order to save the cost of soil for daily cover at the end of their day at the landfill.
Okay.
So there may be some of that, but that kind of depends on the paper content of our glass. But most of the time, we're paying about $550 a load, about two loads a week to get rid of glass. But we're still accepting it, still looking for market opportunities to make that a revenue generation rather than a cost.
Okay, so because fiberglass, if there's a close fiberglass plant, then the shipping costs are actually advantageous to produce their raw material. Otherwise, glass is heavy and bulky and inconvenient to ship, and therefore, unless you're real close to a place that's going to use it, it loses money at the moment in the United States, and so you guys lose money, which is why the city, in their contract, I assume, got a slightly better deal in the overall terms of the contract because they weren't forcing you to pay money to recycle to send away glass that you can't really sell. Is that basically the idea?
Our contract doesn't specify they can or can't collect glass. That's up to them. We accept everything from City of Pensacola and our other regional companies that, that we work with, same as we do from our own sources. So.
Oh, so it's not in the con. Okay. All right. It's just their guidance is to not put glass in there. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. Well, that actually leads me to another question I want to, that I'm really interested to get to. What is contamination? And what I mean is, I mean, you and I have talked many times about the high rate of contamination, as in people do recycling poorly. And I had always understood contamination to be unacceptable items, like you put a garden hose or a bowling ball, or you put, you know, some kind of styrofoam in there, whatever, things that muck up the process because they're, you know, there's too much work sorting out the things you can't recycle. I think some people have the idea that contamination is like you didn't rinse out your can, you didn't rinse out the plastic, and so it has ragu on the inside of the jar. That's contamination. Which is it? Or is it both?
Yeah. We don't fret very much at all about those types of things. Yes, we would love it if you rinsed it, but that is not a requirement at all. That's just a nicety on our part in terms of handling. Contamination out is garbage. Trash, things that people have put in their recycling can that don't belong there. Food scraps, trash, garbage that gets into the recycling can instead of. Now, you can also include things like you just listed, things that people wish or hope can be recycled, but for technical reasons can't. Rubber garden hoses and, you know, things like that that may be made of
scrap wood, leaves, things that you might think of as, well, that's surely recyclable. Right. Well, it's not, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, it's really just the core four. It's either plastics, number one or two, tin, aluminum, cardboard, mixed paper.
There you go. Simple. And there are so many people who have good motives, right? They want to be helpful. They want to do something good and green and all. You know, it's no character issue. It's just that there's so much misunderstanding and misinformation, and sometimes terminology. I can understand why a person thinks that, well, contamination, that's obviously I left too much soup in the can. Well, no, that doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I get what people think that. We're talking to Bruce Woody. He's the executive director at ECUA. We'll be back to him in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays. Highway 98, accident-free. Not showing any issues on if you're making your way on board to Pensacola NAS. Looks like you got a smooth drive. It is starting to back up over the bridge. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Bruce Woody, the executive director at ECUA, Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, your water, sewer, trash, recycling, and yard waste collector in Escambia County. Bruce, you guys had a meeting yesterday, which is why we always talk to you the Wednesday after, and the board did a preliminary rate setting. Is that right?
That is true. This is the time of year that we review expenditures and necessary revenue to run the operations for the next fiscal year. Our fiscal year starts on October 1, and we're going through that process right now. And the board last night approved a preliminary rate setting adjustment of a increase to water and wastewater rates at 3%, and similarly to our sanitation rates also for 3%. How that breaks down to our individual customers. On average, our customers used about 6,150 gallons per month. And at that consumption rate, additional 3% would be 99 cents additional for water, $1.17 additional for wastewater, for a total of $2.16. Not all of our customers have water and wastewater services. Some will have one, but not the other.
Huh. I'm trying to wrap my brain around that, but I guess people who have a well, but they use you for sewer, or people who, you know, have a septic system and they use you for water, I guess would be the two alternatives, right?
True. Or perhaps they're in the water service area, people's water.
Oh, okay.
They still use our sanitary sewer service.
Got it. Okay. And then for sanitation, so $2.16 if you use both in and out for water and sewer, and then on sanitation, which is most people speak is, recycling and garbage, but I know you call it sanitation, so go ahead.
And that would be 77 cents for residential. That's for collection of garbage, yard trash, bulk waste, and recycling. And keep in mind, bulk waste is still no charge for ECUA customers, which is outside the city limits of Pensacola.
So just under $3 total average for a household that uses you guys for everything.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. You guys also, and, you know, what is the primary driver? Like, what's the main thing that's costing you or, the you know, costing the entity more these days? Because, you know, a lot of things are, you know, a lot of things are holding more at the moment. They're not, you know, we're not suffering the same kinds of inflation we were having before, although inflation is not zero. You know, I looked the other day and it's like at 3% still. But what is it that's driving your costs up right now?
Yeah, usually when you talk about CPI, consumer price index, you're looking at things that affect you and I as consumers in the marketplace. There's a whole range of CPIs that are tracked across the United States in different fields. When you look at construction cost indexes, those numbers are significantly higher than the CPI that you and I usually look at it, which have been running right around 3%, a little bit below 3%. So construction costs are still up. Some of the consumables we use, chemicals associated with our water reclamation facilities and wastewater treatment, those items are still up.
Okay. Is it still employment, labor costs? Are you still feeling the competitive pinch there, or has that kind of settled down some?
That's not too bad. It's up a little bit. We did do a compensation study this last year that we're making some adjustments to try to keep competitive in the market. We just recently went out for bids for our health benefit services. We have 650 employees approximately, and we got very lucky this year. Those rates actually went down 3%.
Holy smokes. That's great.
which is phenomenal. Yeah, that just rarely happens. So we're pleased with that. So that helps offset some of the other things like the increase of other costs.
You know, it's funny. Until you said it, it never occurred to me. It's obvious when you think of it, but you said how many 650-ish employees total?
Yeah, yes.
It's bigger than the sheriff's office.
Wow. I believe so.
Yeah, which is, I mean, when you think about it, you know, running trash, recycling, water, sewer for the entire county, it makes sense it would take not just 10 people. But, you know, I had never thought of it until just now that, you know, because I think of, you know, the sheriff's office obviously being the big agency. Well, it's not the only big agency. So I just, until you said it, I had not ever thought of it. Last thing is you finally have the Bayou Marcus Boardwalk Project, which is really a cool place to, you know, walk or, you know, go around. You've turned a kind of a negative thing into an amenity because it's, you know, the spray fields discharge area across that whole area. But it's a great boardwalk, but it's been under reconstructive surgery, right?
Yes, we have about 1,000 acres of wetlands located around our Bayou Marcus water reclamation facility. And quite a few years ago, we partnered with the Great Florida Birding and Wildlife Trail system, and we're now a part of that system, which is managed by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. We constructed a mile and a half long raised boardwalk through the wetlands that is just beautiful for seeing a large and diverse bird population. There's deer, turkeys, foxes, raccoons, beavers, bobcats, snakes, otters, alligators, lots of birds, lots of things to see. What we've done recently, because of its age, we've completely redecked the entire walking facility, new handrails, new deck. Also did some maintenance and replacement of some of our distribution system that is under the boardwalk that feeds the wetlands area. We're getting ready to cut the ribbon on that new opening on Wednesday, July 30th at 9 a.m. The quench buggy will be out, and there'll be an opportunity to open the gates and return that back to the public. We're really excited about it.
I love it. The quench buggy, which is the water dispensing, trailer. I love that. And, you know, not to put too delicate a point on it, but, you know, poopy water comes in, and out comes a spray field and wetlands, and animals live, and it's a beautiful boardwalk, and it's, you know, you really turn a pretty disgusting thing into a, you know, really a good thing for the environment, which is, you know, that's, I think it's a good project. It's a great, you know, it's a wonderful place to go walk and take your dogs and all that kind of stuff. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director for ECUA. Bruce, as always, thank you for the information. Thanks for the time. And I mean, civilizations rise and fall in their ability to handle the things that you guys do so well. So I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a project you got to work on around the house, you're trying to do a home repair or an improvement, or, you know, maybe you build things for a living or you're a contractor of some sort, hey, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Go there, talk to them, ask them questions, you know, find out, because I'm always saying they're the place, and go there and find out for yourself. And listen, I'll tell you, if you're looking for the absolute bare bones, cheapest price on everything, you know, that may not be them. They focus on selling the good things, right? The things that will hold up, the things that will really do the job. Because, I mean, sometimes the cheapest is not the cheapest, right? You know, sometimes if you've got to replace it three times in the same lifespan, but it saves you half the money, then you didn't actually save anything. You actually spent more money to get what you thought was the cheaper thing. So at Pensacola Hardware, they're going to sell you good quality. And they want to make sure you get the results you want. So they might ask you questions. You know, have you ever used this before? And you think, well, that's weird. No, it's they want to be of service. They want to make sure some of the things are dangerous. They want to make sure you know how to use them properly. You know, they're there to help. And that's true, again, whether you're you know, an individual doing something or whether you're a commercial construction pro, they are your supply shop. They will help you. Specified products you need to get for a job, they can get it. Everything ordinary, they can get it for you. And they speak your language. Jimmy Martin and Mansfield, they talk the language of building, construction, and repair. They or their predecessors have been doing this for 174 years. It's crazy. Since before the Civil War, like before there was Levi's, there was Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. Go check them out right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Candy?
Looks like everything is running smoothly, not showing any issues on Highway 98 or I-10, I-110, 437-1620. You can call or text if you see that accident or slow down this morning at 655.
Did you like my technical question or my technical term of poopy water?
I did. Yeah, I'm surprised that he hasn't hired you as a second. His number two, if you will, at ECUA.
I should be the comms director for ECUA.
You absolutely should.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This white devil thing has gone far enough. Nobody messes with the dude!
You know, I'm going to sound like I have never, ever listened to Black Sabbath before, but when I was recording this yesterday, and it occurred to me that right in the beginning, there's like breathing over the top of the first drum beat.
Oh, I guess so.
And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you know that's Ozzy.
You're right. And I thought, well, it's interesting that, you know, A, that survived the recording process, which I guess they recorded this album in like 12 hours or whatever. So, you know, just go do it.
It sounds like it.
Go rip it out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I love it, but yeah.
But also that, you know, over the years, that sound has probably become something that fans just know. Like, they're accustomed. Here, listen real closely. You can just, it's really right over the very beginning. It's like lick-lipping breathing kind of sound. And, of course, Ozzy passed
kidding,
away,
that's me.
You know, so that
oh,
was the news. That's, so that's, why, we're, that's why we're playing Ozzy Osbourne all day today.
Yeah.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Tributes to Ozzy Osbourne are everywhere today following his death. Elton John calling Ozzy, quote, a dear friend and a huge trailblazer who secured his place in the pantheon of rock gods. Metallica posting on X, they shared a picture, an early picture of their band with Ozzy, and a broken heart emoji.
Well, there's nothing like describing a broken heart.
Oh, that's James Hetfield.
That's so metal.
I know.
Broken heart emojis. I don't know why that's funny, but it is. Yeah, nothing is going to soothe the religious conservatives like describing it as the pantheon of rock gods.
I guess that's fantastic. Absolutely true.
My people.
Well, it's all of it. Yeah. Pantheon of rock gods. Oh, we're done?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.